AM 200 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh man, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's another late show. We're approaching that time of year, I guess. I don't know. I'm in a mood. I'm in a funk. So, we're trying our best, but... trouble. It is 1917 UTC here on a very bright... I'm heading to the fourth floor now. I was on the roof. A very bright June the 29th, 2023. It's presently 36 degrees out with a high of 38. Oh, man. Breeze feels very good. It is awful. Today, nothing but good and bad things happening today, really. But if you want to hang out during the show and talk and all of that, well, you're probably already there if you're going there. But for all the newbies, if you're listening, you can SSH over to... There goes a Miata. SSH over to tty.sdf.org or just sdf.org. And then from there, launch.com, commode chat, C-O-M. You press enter, type G, lowercase g. And then you type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You'll be hanging out with cool people. And that's what I'm about to do. We just gotta fire up the old SSH terminal here. Boom. Alright, now we're here. Hanging out with cool people like Ratsu and Stug and Quentin. LCD's in the house. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Hey, we're here. We're live. This is happening. Sorry, it's just been... Today I wasn't even in a meeting. I was just working on a program. I don't know how to say it. I'll just say it like this. Marcuses are having trouble lately. So we're doing our best. Alright, let's check in. Hey, hey. Quentin's in the house too. Alrighty. Well, let's go ahead here and pull up the news. We got some good and we got some bad. We got a new nightmare to worry about, that's for sure. So let's go through it here. Let's jump over here. I got a text message. Let's see what this says. Oh, okay, it's a bar. Someone sent me a photo of a bar. Now someone sent... What is the deal? I'm getting all these random texts with images. This is a picture of a revolver and a PlayStation controller. Alright, whatever. Let's launch our... Oh, man. This is a train wreck. I feel train wrecky right now. I'm sorry. Here. Boom, boom. Oh, man. Everything's falling apart lately. Alright. Here we go. News to me. June 29th. So first, in Sweden, there's been some protests going on. A lot of unrest. A little bit of destruction. Dozens of people have stormed the compound of the Swedish embassy in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, after a Quran was burnt during a protest in Sweden. Salwan Momika, said to be an Iraqi living in Sweden, set fire to a copy of Islam's holy book outside of Stockholm's central mosque on Wednesday. The Quran burning was condemned by many Muslim-majority countries. A crowd gathered outside the embassy in Baghdad on Thursday after a powerful cleric called for an angry protest. Videos posted on social media appeared to show dozens of protesters walking inside the courtyard. An AFP news agency photographer at the scene said the crowd briefly entered the building and remained inside for about 15 minutes before leaving when local security forces were deployed. The Quran burning on Wednesday took place as Muslims around the world celebrated the first day of Eid al-Adha, one of the most important festivals in the calendar. It's the second most important holiday. The incident sparked anger in other Muslim countries, including Turkey, a NATO member, which has a say over whether Sweden also gains membership. Turkey, which was also angered by a Quran burning protest earlier this year, said it was unacceptable to allow such anti-Islamic actions to take place under the pretext of freedom of expression. So we'll see how that plays out. Almost always, religions get really mad when you make fun of their religion. But it's like, I mean, shit in one hand and pray in the other and see which one fills up first. So let me tell you about a terrible tragedy. This is my new nightmare. Do you know what a travelator is? If you don't, if you've been to an airport, you'll see there's a conveyor belt looking thing, and that's for people to walk on. And it just kind of speeds it up. You can stand on it and not walk. And if you do, you're a jerk. Get out of the way. But if you're just standing there, you go along, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles an hour. But if you walk on it, it speeds you up 2 or 3 miles an hour. So it's really nice if you're hurrying to another gate. Well, unfortunately, there was a travelator accident at the Bangkok airport. A woman's severed leg can be reattached, says the hospital. A woman had part of her leg amputated after she got stuck in a travelator at Bangkok's Don Mong International Airport on Thursday morning. The emergency procedure was performed by a medical team at the airport before she was rushed to Bumiboll Adulyadej Hospital. She's since been transferred to Bumrungrand International Hospital, which announced that her leg can be reattached. The update on the victim's condition was given by Airport Director Karen T. in a press conference on Thursday afternoon. So that's a new one. Homie drove by in shorts, t-shirt, a helmet on a dirt bike. The airport already had plans to replace several old travelators by 2025, but may speed up the replacement process now. This one was an older system and did not have the same sensors as those found on new travelators. The young woman was about to board a flight when the accident took place. Footage from the security cameras at the airport show her falling after being hit by a suitcase when she was on the travelator between departure gates 4 and 5. Her leg got stuck on the edge of the travelator belt after she fell, and she was seen to be in agonizing pain while struggling to free her leg. The incident did not lead to delays in flights arriving or departing. That's good, I guess, for all the travelers. No one was inconvenienced by this woman's ripped-off leg. calm is fun. Yep. Newspapers are having to explain gallows humor to mind-wiped audience. Ratsu having to... The Titan memes are a tsunami. Yeah. It's very silly how... It's pretty exciting because everyone loves to say, like, eat the rich. But when they're served a plate of the rich, they're kind of suspicious. Oh, so here's another travel-related incident that I think we all can appreciate. An Amtrak train. Yep, that's in the United States, all right. An Amtrak train with nearly 200 passengers hit a water truck and derailed. An Amtrak train carrying nearly 200 passengers struck a county water truck and derailed on Wednesday in Southern California, critically injuring the truck's driver. Three of the train's 7 cars went off of the tracks. It's important to note that cars go on railroad tracks, but trucks don't go on railroad tracks. The driver may have gotten confused, but anyway. Three of the train's 7 cars went off the tracks following the collision in Moore Park, said Captain Brian McGrath of Ventura County Fire Department. The derailed train cars remained upright on tracks adjacent to an orchard and bare sections of land. 14 people on the train were taken to hospitals with minor injuries, while the truck driver was taken to a trauma center. Parts of the demolished Ventura County Public Works truck were scattered all around the derailed train cars. Let's see, Mindy Favre was seated facing the rear of the train after a trip with her mother, returning from visiting family in Oregon. All of a sudden, smack, Favre said. Despite the impact, She saw what she later found out was the water truck's tank tumbling past her window. Most of the passengers were able to get off the train cars on their own with the aid of first responders. Many carrying luggage, milling about in a field as firefighters worked the scene. Could have been a lot worse. The train was on its way to LA from Seattle when it struck a water truck at around 11:15 a.m. So, yeah, wild, right? Let's see. Oh, we only got 3 minutes to go. Jeepers creepers. I'm sorry, y'all. My timing is bad. Everything has been bad. But tomorrow, I talk to a therapist for the first time in a decade or two, so we'll see whether or not that helps things get better. Let me give you just kind of the 10,000-mile view of the rest of things then. In France, a cop killed a teenager recently. And so, a cop killed a teenager, so there have been a lot of protests. The police officer's been charged and arrested finally. In the UK, they've gone ahead and the high courts have said deporting people to Rwanda is not okay. That was something we talked about a few times. In the UK, they were going to just deport any asylum seekers to Rwanda, and then they were just going to do their asylum there. The WHO is expected, the World Health Organization is expected to declare artificial sweeteners as a carcinogen and a health risk. We've known this for a while, but man, it's so cheap and you can make so much money selling it. And our friends in Bolivia are asking China and Russia if they want to come over and mine their lithium. They've got a lot of lithium there. Microsoft has said it plans to use small modular reactors in its data centers to help power its data centers. Pretty cool. Tiffany, the jewelry shop, caught on fire. They killed affirmative action in the United States, so you can't use race in determining who comes into the school. And that's it. Thanks for listening to News to Me. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes. I'll try and be as open with you guys as I can. Man, that cop car is swerving bad. In the last few seconds, yeah, a cop car just drove by, and it was like changed lanes like 4 or 5 times in a block. It just kind of wobbling around. All right, bye-bye. Enjoy Dubious Goals Community with Tobe. It's Tobe time, Tobe time. Everybody needs a little bit of Tobe time. And